from the initial, I should say, suspected impact point. Having a little difficulty. We can't get the light all to work. Seems to be some kind of mechanical problem. Let's send back another light. Meantime, we're going to take some readings with the gather tire and chase around here a little bit, waiting for another light all to come back in.
Well, we
get anything further, I'm going to shut the recorder off till we find something. Picking up. What are we up to? We're up to 2-3 units. Deflection, you're getting any close to one pod.
Picking up something. Picking up.
Okay, it's still not going above 3 or 4 units.
Picking up more though. More frequent.
Yes, you're staying steady up around 2 to 3 to 4 units now. Yeah.
One of these trees that face into the blast, what we assume is a landing site, all have an abrasion facing in the same direction towards the center. The same
that's
direction.
Interesting. Let's go this way around the circle here. Turn it back down here.
Picking
up the collection. Let me see that. That's kind of funny. That's you're right about the abrasion. I've never seen a pine tree that's been damaged react that fast.
I've got a bottle to put that in.
Yeah, okay. You got a sample bottle?
Yes, sir.
Here, sit this on the ground.
You'll notice they're all the same.
Okay, from now on, let's identify that as point number one. Let's stake there. So you all know where it is, we have to sketch it. You got that said, Nevels?
Yes, sir.
Closest to the wood bridge base.
Be point one.
And let's go clockwise from there.
Point two.
So this tree is between point two.
We have a zero and two other personnel requesting to find a moment to get your location.
Tell them negative at this time. We'll tell them when they can come out here. We don't want them out here right now.
Okay, the sample, you're going to mark this sample number one.
Yes.
Have them cut it off and include some of that sap and all. Is between indentation 2 and 3 on a pine tree about 5 feet away, about 3.5 feet off the ground. There's a round abrasion on the tree, about 3.5-4 inches in diameter. It looks like it might be old, but strange as a crystalline pine sap has come out that fast. You see those other trees here that are damaged in similar fashion?
Yes, so often they toward the center of the landing. So.
Okay, why don't you take a picture of that and remember your picture, and you got to be writing this down. Well, it's going to be on the tape.
Right. Got a tape measure with you?
This is the picture. Your first picture will be at the first tree, the one between mark 2 and 3. Meantime, I'm going to look at a couple of these trees over here.
We are getting some.
You're getting rings on the tree you're taking samples from on the side facing the suspected landing site.
4 clicks max.
Up to 4. Interesting. That's right where you're taking the sample now. 4. That's the strongest point on the tree?
Yes, sir. If you come to the back, there's no clicks whatsoever.
No clicks at all on the back. It's all on the
maybe
side facing the... Interesting. The indentations look like something twisted as it got, you know, as it sat down on them. Looks like someone took something and sat it down and twisted it from side to side.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange. We're looking at the same tree we took the sample off with this, what do you call it, star scope?
Uh-huh, star scope.
Getting a definite heat reflection off the tree about 3 to 4 feet off the ground.
Yes, where the spot is.
It's same place where the spot is. We're getting the heat.
There's a spot on the tree directly behind us. I picked up the same thing. One off to your right.
Three trees in the area immediately adjacent to the site within 10 feet of the suspected landing site. We're picking up heat reflection off the trees.
Like 5 and up.
What's that again?
Shine a light on again, Bob.
Well, you have trouble here.
Yeah. Getting some light on the spot. And then when you want them,
okay, turn the light on.
Light, you'll notice the white.
Hey. You're right. Isn't there a white streak on the tree?
It indicates,
let me turn around and look at this tree over here now. Just a second. White streak right on the tree. I can see it. Wait a minute, give me a little side lighting so I can find the tree. Okay, off.
Alpha 2 security.
I lost the tree. Okay, stop. Light off. Hey, this is eerie.
What is the hot spot?
This is strange. Here, somebody want to look at the spots in the ground? Whoops, watch your nose. We're walking all the way back here,
sir.
Okay, let's step back and not walk all over him. Come back here and somebody put a beam on him. But you're going to have to be back 10 or 15 feet. You see it?
Okay, fine.
Okay, lights off.
He took this long to dock.
What do you think about the spot?
This is on the beta reading, too.
It's on the beta reading?
The beta still has been removed.
Okay.
again.
But it just moved to the right.
Yeah.
Off the right.
Strange. Oh, well, why do you left? Let's approach to the edge of the woods up there. Can you undo that light? Let's do it carefully. Come on. Okay, we're looking at the thing. We're probably about 200 to 300 yards away. It looks like an eye winking at you. It's still moving from side to side. And when you put the star scope on it, it sort of has a hollow center, a dark center. It's like a pupil of an eye looking at you and winking. And the flash is so bright to the star scope that it almost burns your eye. We passed the farmer's house and across into the next field. Now we have multiple sightings of up to 5 lights with a similar shape and all, but they seem to be steady now rather than a pulsating or glow with a red flash. We just crossed the creek. And we're getting, what kind of readings now? Getting through 3 good clicks on the meter, and we're seeing strange lights in the sky. At 2:44, we're at the far side of the second farmer's field, and made sighting again about 110 degrees. This looks like it's clear out to the coast. It's right on the horizon. Moves about a bit and flashes from time to time. Still steady or red in color. Also, after negative readings in the center of the field, we're picking up slight readings, 4 or 5 clicks now on the meter. 3:05, we see strange strobe-like flashes to the, rather sporadic, but there's definitely something, some kind of phenomenon. 3:05, at about 10 degrees horizon directly north, we've got 2 strange objects, half moon shape, dancing about with colored lights on them. But guess to be about 5 to 10 miles out, maybe less. The half moons have now turned into full circles. As though there was an eclipse or something there for a minute or two. 3:15, now we've got an object about 10 degrees directly south, 10 degrees off the horizon. And the ones in the north are moving, one's moving away from us.
Moving out fast.
This one on the right heading away, too.
Yeah, we're both heading north. Okay. Here he comes from the south. He's coming toward us now. Now we're observing what appears to be a beam coming down to the ground. This is unreal. 3:30, or 0:30, and the objects are still in the sky, although the one to the south looks like it's losing a little bit of altitude. We're turning around and heading back toward the base. The object to the south is still beaming down lights to the ground. 0:400, one object still hovering over Woodbridge Base at about 5 to 10 degrees off the horizon, still moving erratic and similar lights and beaming down this area.